Who is thinking your thoughts? Who is making up all those stories inside your head about every little thing you see and about every feeling you feel? Welcome to the island. I am Lucky, sending you divine generosity from the heart of Hawaii. Today we get to practice dropping the story that fear has created. We get to practice seeing the beauty that surrounds us in the present moment. And we get to practice acknowledging that we are swimming in a calm, beautiful ocean of safety. And off we go. Who is responsible for your thoughts? By Lucky McCullough. Are you in control of your thoughts? Do you beat yourself up for having negative thoughts? One of my coaching clients, Chewy, worries about his adult children, and for good reason. Both are actively abusing themselves with alcohol. For a while, Chewy was mired in fear and then beating himself up for worrying so much. I suggested that he begin working with one of my favorite wellness tools, First Thought, Second Thought. Our first thought just happens. It's like a raptor swooping down from the sky. We have no control over the bird's flight pattern. We can't stop it from coming into our field of vision, but we can watch our feathered friend continue on its skyward journey without engaging with it. Our next thought, we get to choose. In Chewy's case, he began practicing reaching out to his higher power. Whenever he caught himself worrying about his son or his daughter, he released that thought into the sky. With his next thought, he asked God to bless his children and to help him stay present with his own affairs. Imagine your favorite bird as your second thought, coming to perch on your shoulder. My second thought mascot is a cardinal, which is plentiful in my home state of Ohio and on Maui, where I'm currently located. My red bird reminds me that I am divinely loved by my higher power, safe from whatever fear mind chatter has concocted. When I choose to think these two things, I am safe and I am loved. My anxiety calms down and I can focus on the task at hand. My cardinal is a brief visitor. She never stays long. Worry, fear, concern, regret, shame. These raptors swoop down to frighten me again and again. The good news? My first thought, second thought practice deepens with repetition. I keep improving at recognizing fear. There's that hawk again, I tell myself, trying to spook me with thoughts of future disasters. I ask my higher power to bless the hawk with love as I watch it disappear into the clouds high above. Then together, my heavenly mother and I call in my sweet little cardinal, which arrives with joy. When I'm able to be present in the moment, to drop the story that my mind has created, I can see that I have everything I need and that I'm not in danger. In those brief moments, when I connect with God and with my inner self, my system relaxes. Growing up with a rageaholic father, vigilance was key to my survival. But now as an adult who has co-created a lovely life, it's a disservice to myself to stay on guard. It's time to relax and enjoy the bounty for which I've been asking. As a coach and author of empowerment books, I am privileged to work with the concept that the universe is one of kindness and generosity. No one is out to get me, quite the opposite. My angels are listening intently to my every thought, taking direction on which gifts to send next. Hawks and cardinals are part of the process of learning to lean on my higher power for support and guidance. I don't have to be perfect. I receive many chances for success. Though negativity takes over several times a day, I can use those flashes of fear as reminders that I have agency. I get to choose my thoughts. I get to call in my sweet little cardinal and be in communion with my higher self, who knows that I am protected and I am loved. You can read the text version of the message that I just read to you as my blog at wellnesswithlucky.com. Also on Wellness with Lucky, you'll find information about my personal coaching services.